At the early voting site at the Honey Go Run Community Center in Perry Hall, the Republican candidates outnumbered the voters Thursday evening.
Hogan! Hogan! Hogan!
Looks like everybody's fired up!
That's because Governor Hogan was making a campaign stop there. To this crowd, he is a political rock star, a popular Republican governor in a blue state. Hogan was stopped multiple times for pictures.
Let's do a picture. Ready? One, two, three. Got it. Cool.
Those candidates want that picture because they're counting on Hogan's coattails. And that includes Al Redmer, the GOP candidate for county executive. Redmer needs voters like John from Perry Hall. He wouldn't give his last name. John says he voted Republican top to bottom, including for Redmer.
Mostly because he's Team Hogan.
John says he's voting for the first time in a midterm election because President Trump fired him up.
A little kooky sometimes, but he's like the only one fighting for actual people.
On the other hand, there are Hogan voters like Jerry Withers of Kingsville. He's splitting his vote by backing Democrat Johnny Olszewski in the county executive's race.
I look at the person, not the political affiliation.
When told about Withers' voting plans, the governor took it in stride.
I'm sure there's going to be some of those, but you can't get them all. But I happen to think we're both going to be able to finish on top.
But the Democrats brought out a big name as well.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Come on, we can do better than that. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
At the early voting center in Randallstown, Congressman Elijah Cummings urged Olszewski's voters to not mess around. Vote early rather than waiting for Election Day when you run the risk of getting busy.
The next thing you know, you say, oh, the polls are closed. No. This election is too important for that.
And it appears voters, Democrats as well as Republicans, are heeding that advice. Rui Lavoie is administrator for the Baltimore County Board of Elections. She says turnout on the first day of early voting was up compared to the last midterms 4 years ago.
And this is like a presidential. Yeah, very good turnout.
It was not unusual to see long lines of people waiting to vote Thursday. Allie Lieberman brought her friend, Marvin Perlmutter, to Randallstown to vote, but gave up.
Because he's 92 years old and we're not going to wait an hour in line.
At the early voting center in Towson, the line was out the door. Louise Barron, a high school student who lives in Pikesville, was standing in line with her mom, Susan. Barron says her classmates are planning to vote as well.
Being in high school and watching the 2016 presidential election happen, I think we all got really into politics through that because it was something that mattered to us.
Barron was voting Democratic. Brenda Parker, also waiting her turn to vote, was still deciding. But Parker says she always votes early.
Being African American, it's very important to me to be able to vote because I remember a time when it wasn't easy for African Americans to vote.
Early voting continues statewide until November 1st. With Mary Rose Madden, I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.